This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's going away now. Great Britain are going to be the Paralympic champions. It's going to be Jenny Hall and Sophie Unwin. Sophie Unwin and Jenny Hall as they sprint for the conclusion of this race. Champions, Great Britain.
Well, we're roadside again here on RNIB Connect Radio. We've just had the women's road race and Sophie Unwin and her pilot Jenny Hall have come away with gold. This is, must be fantastic for you both.
Oh, yeah, it's just incredible. I mean, we've had the most amazing week. We couldn't have asked for like any better results, and to finish it off with another gold, it's just amazing.
Could you take me through that last sort of hill climb? How did you sort of, I suppose, come into that? Because you were sort of climbing up that hill, and when you were speeding down, you were sort of neck and neck with the Irish team, and obviously you pitched them at the end. But how was that sort of last sort of 1,000 metres for you?
Yeah, I would say we knew they were super good on the climbs, but I knew that we have an edge if it comes down to a sprint. So I was quite happy to just sit and wait and wait and wait and wait, and we let them lead up that last climb, and we knew they'd have to take it really hard. So it was just that kind of exercise and like hold the wheel, get over the top with them through the K to go, and then out the last corner we're golden.
Because there's some tight corners, weren't there?
Yeah, absolutely. It was definitely a pretty technical course in sections, which I love. I think that was really exciting, and throwing a tandem around some of those bends was definitely interesting, but I really enjoyed it.
What sort of speeds do you think you were going in that last downhill bit?
Well, probably the last lap, I would say, wasn't necessarily actually our fastest, because it's a bit cagey coming to the finish. But I know there was one of the downhill roundabouts earlier in the race. We came into it, and I looked down, we were doing 60k an hour into a roundabout, and there was a bit of that moment where I went, oh, okay.
And Sophie, this must be amazing for you, because you know you came into the sport with your, I suppose, sights on Paris. That was initially what you wanted to do, and obviously you went to Tokyo and got the silver, but this must be, you know, icing on the cake.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, when I started they said, oh, you could maybe get to Paris. We didn't want to hang around that long, so we went to Tokyo, but we knew in Tokyo we were still so new to it, and I think our results here have shown what another 3 years riding together, learning together, has done for us. And yeah, it's incredible that the last 3 years of work has really paid off.
And obviously nice to have Laura and Corinne come in bronze as well.
Yeah,
oh,
it's amazing.
Absolutely. And I mean, they did it the hard way. We had a wheel to sit on the whole way round. They probably worked much harder for that bronze than we did for the gold.
Yeah, I think the whole team's done amazing this week, but particularly from a very biased note, like to have three women's tandems here, and they've got three bronze medals. Lizzie and Danny have got that gold in the kilo. Like, it's been so good to see the success between all our women's bikes, and like, I'm so proud to be part of the squad.
Well, congratulations again on your gold, and I suspect maybe a bit of relaxation now, and maybe a bit of celebration.
Finally, hopefully. Yeah. I mean, we do have a World Champs in a couple of weeks, but we'll think of that maybe next week.
Well, thanks, Sophie. Thanks, Jenny. Thanks so much indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you.